Today's daf is Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis is discussing the case of a man who owes money to one of two people, but he doesn't know which one of them he's obligated to pay for the item that he purchased. The case begins with the words Maase B'Chassid Echad. There was an incident involving a certain chassid, a certain pious man. What should he do? So he went to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon told him he should put the money between them and walk away. These guys will figure out what they should do, split the money, etc. Well, Rabbi Akiva said there's no fair way to do it. He has to pay actually both of them, and that's regardless of whether or not he took a false oath. But, says the Gemara, life's not always linear in that way. Maybe he did take a false oath, and now he was chozer b'tshuva. He actually fixed his ways and he realized his mistake and he wanted to correct himself and go on a new path and become a chassid. The Gemara says this can't be either. Why? Kol hecha de amrinan maase b'chassid echad. Any time we have in Shas the starting phrase, it once upon a time happened with a certain chassid, with a certain pious man. O Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, O Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli, it's either a reference to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, or it's a reference to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli, two incredible giants of the story of the Jewish people. Of course, both of these rabbis were always pious, so the argument falls away. They may have not always been that serious. Our Gemara is therefore suggesting that a chassid could be someone who had sworn falsely and then engages in a process of teshuvah. Person could become a chassid. The question is, this is from the Moshe Tzur Rebbe in Sefer Imi Shaul. I saw in a piece from Rav Dov Kidron quoting this idea. Rashi in the Gemara and Sukkah, Sechas Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, all the way at the end, in the description of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the great joyous festival celebration of Sukkot in the Beit HaMikdash. Incredible description and detail that we learn through the Gemara's and Masechet Sukkah explains that a chassid is somebody who was always this way. As the Hasidim would sing in that great celebration, Ashrei Yelduteinu, praiseworthy is our childhood, Shalom Baisha Zignoteinu, that we didn't embarrass our elders. And they looked at even their childhood, they were in good standing, even their childhood, they were praiseworthy. While the Balei Tshuva, those who went on a path of repentance, they sang, Ashrei Ziknutenu Shekfira Al Yaldutenu. Great, praiseworthy is our older age that undid, that sort of rejected all of the mistakes of our past. But here on our daf, we're learning Maseches Baba Kama. We have the sukkah here. A Baal Teshuva, says our Gemara, can become a chassid. A person who swore falsely is able to change their life and become a chassid. So I don't understand. According to the Gemara in Sukkah, the way Rashi is explaining it, a chassid is a person who always was this way. Yet our Gemara here says a person can become that after a journey of correction and self-development. The Moshe Tzur Rebbe explained that Rashi did not mean to interpret chassid as somebody who never sinned. That's not what Rashi meant to say. But rather, once a person becomes a chassid, he is a chassid me'ikaro. That takes over his whole essence. He has no blemish and it becomes who he really is. As well, the anonymity of the presentation of this as a chassid emphasizes that we care about the people, not their great actions. What kind of chassid? Which of these great rabbis embodied this notion of being a chassid? And more than this, the message and takeaway of being a chassid for us, in the words of the Agadah Hayom, b'mikra ha-medubar, shobo mizahim davka chassidim d'mut misuyemet, that it's pinning who this chassid is on a specific person, ulay afshar lohosif v'lomar, shehazihui mechuyav kishemedubar b'chassidut. Ein midat chassidut objektivit. Chassidut is not an objective standard. Kol echad yish derech mishalo b'avodat Hashem. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Could be this rabbi, could be that rabbi. That each one has their own pathway. Gamim kol echad tzarich lishof lasot me'evel l'shuvetim. Even if you have to go beyond the letter of the law. Hashela hi le'eza kivun l'itkadem yishuvet hadin. Ulay hanagod la'meitz. Hatshuva mishtanem yadam. It's going to be different for each person. Therefore, we have to know who it is because we want to learn from that person's specific way. And therefore, we learn from each one of these great teachers of ours. May we merit to find the chassid inside of us and develop the chassid inside of us, each and every one of us.